We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss a work by Robert Duncan on TM Radio. I'd like to talk a little bit about Robert Duncan. He is... I've come up at odds on a few of his ideas, but he is dedicated to his work. But he is a true patriot for the targeted community. And I think he is going to be a really big help when all this comes to a head. Okay, before that, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation or at the top of the page, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. You can donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism everywhere. We are a legal organization of the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. I'd just like to talk for a moment about a very stellar organization in the targeted community, and that is Targeted Justice. All of the members are truly wonderful people. And if you start an organization with wonderful people, you have no limits. Okay, and Kevin Annette from Canada, whom I'm sure you know by now, is, along with Midge Mathis, Kevin Annette is an advisory board member on Targeted Massachusetts. And if you'd like to listen to him at 6 p.m. on Sundays, he is at www.bbsradio.com/herewestand. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID Targeted. If you'd like to access the show by computer, in your access bar, or address bar, actually, just type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. We have a chat associated with the show, and it is targetedmass.chatango.com. It is open right now. For those of you who are listening to this all the time, the Schumann resonance is at 20 hertz today. It should be at 7.83, like it has been for millions of years. Okay, Marilyn, you with us?
Yeah, how you doing, Frank? Good evening.
Good evening, Marilyn. Marilyn is from Ohio. She's very heavily targeted. one of the most heavily targeted individuals I know, and I said just one. And tonight we're going to be going over a work by Robert Duncan. You want to comment on this at all, Marilyn?
Yeah, well, I think it's excellent that the community, the bigger society, that this technology is torturing us in the same manner that face-to-face torture violates the victim. And so when he gives the example of CIA torture and then how they'll use this this technology to do the same thing. James Leko, he was made to believe he was being waterboarded in the privacy of his own home, and he's an elderly man. So he was tortured. They've done this kind of thing to me. I appreciate Robert Duncan. I think he's a great reference for people who want to understand corruption in the government.
I agree. He starts off in this work, and he says, and I quote, "Torture is a horrific topic, and most minds will turn away from it because it can't be comprehended that humans can be motivated or computer programs can be run to do this other sentient beings. Just when we believe we are becoming more civilized as a culture, the technology for the torture has advanced more than a hundredfold in recent decades. The summary will get into the minds of the dishonorable monsters of the psychology of torture. Those like Dick Cheney, who helped authorize it under certain administrations and subsequent regimes of the U.S. government, which have been proven to be criminal under U.S. law. Treaties and the International Criminal Court. There are many people involved in the conspiracy and cover-up, including General Hayden." And I'd like to say that at the very beginning, he says, most minds turn away. One of the reasons is they are in denial. They cannot believe that any of this is going on. It's not possible. You're crazy. It's not possible. You're crazy. I don't know how many times that we've all heard this. The full report discloses the spectrum of techniques of interrogation and torture used by the U.S. and its allies. The United States government will officially deny the claims of this no-touch torture report, but in time, it will stand firm. The technologies used are still classified as state secrets and will not be discussed in this summary. The torture methods have been leaked through thousands of American citizens who have survived the no-touch torture programs. The research and testimony has been accumulated since 2002, and merely used as examples, but the names of the victims are withheld. This report will not use skewed, misleading language, such as enhanced interrogation, to describe the torture techniques. Would you like to comment, Marilyn?
Well, I do have a pretty harsh targeting, and it takes everything for me to handle the 24-hour period. I wanted to talk about the section called Enumerated Torture Methods for Interrogation and Behavior Modification, and we both have synthetic telepathy. Part two, memory erasure. Right before the call, I was told that certain men in the hive, they pretend to rape me while I sleep. Now, they're sharing their brain, and they can see that they can visualize it together, and they imagine it together so they can see each other's thoughts. I'm told to forget it, and this is while they're pleasuring themselves. And these men are Edward Hamilton, Michael Wharton, Charles, and a few other men, and they can see through my eyes. Now, no-touch torture interrogation programs with this wireless cybernetic technology, also known as remote neural monitoring. This is the worst thing you could ever do to someone. I don't know quite what to say. I'm actually kind of in shock today. I was punished for doing the questionnaire, so I feel like I accomplished something important for the larger society, and I'm really proud of both of us for doing this. But, you can talk more about Robert Duncan, and I'm going to try to listen mostly.
Okay. He goes on to say, why torture? The CIA claims it works. The assumption is that it works to gain actionable intelligence. Torture is often used for revenge, punishment, interrogation, and behavior modification, such as in China. In other terms, torture is used to remove the continuity of thought, to confuse the target, to reveal information, erase brain patterns, such as moral values and beliefs, or to break down the human spirit to make them submit and obey their handlers. Something that I will never do. The downside of torture is that the countries that do lose moral soft power in world politics, without due process, over 25% of those reported in the Senate torture report were declared innocent. Blowback is always a repercussion of torture. Torture often takes a long time to affect the target, from months to years. Torture has shown to be unreliable, except for getting false confessions and bad information. But the U.S. and its allies are improving on their tactics and techniques. The purpose of this report is to draw the parallels between physical torture techniques and no-touch torture methods used in secret by governments who possess the technologies that still go on today. This is a brief summary of offensive psychological and information warfare methods. They are using traditional methods and modern cybernetic techniques while exploring hyper game theory to walk the target to the desired path. leak intelligence, commit assassinations, or change his belief system. This is the first thing that they try to do. Change your belief system. This includes your morals, your compassion, your desire to help others, your desire to socialize. They want you to become an isolated hermit that they can prey upon on a daily basis. The idea. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. Thank you so much for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Give me from Boston, Mass. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss a work by Dr. Robert Duncan on TM Radio. It's the executive summary. Joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. Donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism everywhere. In radio is not the only place we are active. We are a legal organization of the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, in view of our time element, I'm going to get right back to Dr. Robert Duncan. Okay, he has a section here. Numerated torture methods for interrogation and behavior modification. A comparison between physical and no-touch torture tactics. Induction of depressive manic states. The idea is to shake up the emotional states of the target because different information can be assessed at each state. Making the target feel despair and helplessness is the objective. This cycle of hope building and then breaking is done in many ways. The techniques between the physical methods and the no-touch technological methods are similar. Speech is very important during this process of emotional manipulation. Such examples are, we have imprisoned you without due process or hope of it. You are indefinitely detained. Hope building examples include, sorry, we have mistaken you for someone else. You will be compensated for false imprisonment and torture. The main difference between the cybernetic technology and physical is that emotional state clusters can be entrained into the target mind, which speeds up the process. The communication is done differently, but perceived as human speech. In the no-touch torture methods, it is helpful if the target is labeled with mental illness that is being created for discrediting purposes, so as not to draw human rights groups' attention. And that is probably the second thing they do. Try and discredit you and get you into a mental institution and destroy your credibility. Number two, memory erasure. The military and CIA have been researching memory erasing drugs for half a century. The focus of this summary report is on interrogation. Memory erasure is an important technique during interrogation. It is used in combination with sleep deprivation. How many times have you been deprived of sleep for days on end, with no hope of getting any sleep, until you finally fall into a pile on your bed and sleep? There are many drugs that have been developed for physical memory erasure. One such interrogation method requires acquiring. Okay, folks, we have to watch. Thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000 plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lost Masters. Once again, in case you've just tuned in, my name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss a work by Dr. Robert Duncan on TM Radio. He calls it the Executive Summary. I am going to get right back to it. Memory erasure. This document is very important to the targeted community, as is Mr. Duncan. Memory erasure. The military and CIA have been researching memory erasing drugs for half a century. The focus of this summary report is on interrogation. Memory erasure is an important technique during interrogation. It is used in combination with sleep deprivation. There are many drugs that have been developed for physical memory erasure. One such interrogation method requires acquiring information from the target while on these drugs and recording the subject. After a sleeping cycle, the interrogator claims that the target has confessed. Of course, the target remembers nothing of their conversation. The interrogator will play samples of the subject's conversation back to them, making the subject believe that the interrogator knows more than they do. Similar techniques are used in the wireless no-touch torture and interrogation programs. The cybernetic methods of memory erasure have additional purposes. The memory erasure can be used on the cybernetic target to make the target believe people have broken in and moved their belongings. While physical black bag jobs do occur, it is a way to make the target more paranoid. Electricity and shocks. Pain and fear of death are common tactics during interrogation. Shocking by electricity is a traditional method of torture and exposed in the CIA's secret prisons. Shocking the testicles and nipples are the most common due to their sensitivity. Interestingly, the thousands of interviews of no-touch torture involves stings and shocks to various parts of their bodies over long durations, and I can vouch for the stings and the shocks. Fear and terror go together. There are many techniques to induce extreme fear in the target. In physical rendition, dogs, power drills, guns, insects, mutilation, blow torches, waterboarding, suffocation, mock burials, and mock executions are just a few the United States government have used. Remember that many targets of torture die from the physical effects. It is torture to death. Now, let us compare the no-touch torture methods used to inflict the same terror and mental anguish. In several of these techniques, The target needs to hear their handler's voice. This report does not describe the technologies used to broadcast voices to the target at a distance. While the subject can be broadcast mental images to their mind using hypnosis and other suggestions, as well as visual entrainments, the more invasive controls of the brain manipulation technologies can be used to entrain the brain's autonomic nervous systems, such as not breathing, causing the target not to be able to sleep from fear of suffocation, equivalent to waterboarding. I have had this done to me a few years ago. And you just get to sleep and you wake up out of breath. And it takes you several minutes to recover. The neuro-linguist programming can add fears such as heart attack, stroke, and cancer threats. Even motor cortex mapping can cause twitches in any part of the body. One example used a swift neck movement with a voice transmission. We are trying to break your neck. Directed energy effects such as active denial system can make the target feel that they are on fire indefinitely without the target dying from burns. Maximum pain and torture weapons have been evolving. And this is the year 2019. Every drug effect can be artificially induced into the target mind, including those of poisons. So, people, when you say that you are being poisoned, you are given the program for that particular type of poison. Imprisonment and isolation. Isolation is commonly used as punishment in prisons. Many whistleblowers, like Bradley Manning, suffer this condition. In soft interrogation, it is used to get the target to talk to their interrogator, since humans have the need for companionship. In no-touch torture, the target is driven from their friends and family using different techniques in order to isolate them so that the electronic mind control has more effect on their psyche. Like in Guantanamo, the target becomes isolated, losing their job and medical care. Part of the method involves slander in their community. They end up, on the most part, in poverty and paranoia. Also paranoid about doctors and other people from false correlations that they are purposefully induced into their lives. Isolation is also a form of sensory deprivation, which will be discussed later. Days and weeks lose their meaning. sexually disturbing, tailored pornography. The summary of the Senate torture report disclosed the disgusting revelations that in secret torture prisons, the targets were forced to perform homosexual acts on each other against their will and religion in order not to be beaten or killed. This is a common breakdown tactic of belief systems and the human will. In no-touch torture, the techniques are more psychologically specialized for each target. Most common examples include homosexual targets that are forced with voices that are derogatory to their lifestyle and similar mental images. Almost all targets are forced to view child pornography in their minds. And vice versa is true, that heterosexual targets are forced to view homosexual acts, like in the secret U.S. torture prisons. Now, we are hearing more about secret, classified, we can't talk about it. Well, it's time to start talking about it, Mr. Government, because the TIs want to know, and we will know. Our numbers are increasing. Our numbers are increasing every day. So watch out, Mr. Government. In no-touch torture, mutilation is done by trickery. Let us look at a couple examples. There have been several targets who believed that the microwave hearing effect and other voice induction methods were done by microchips implanted in their teeth or ears. They had all their teeth pulled because they believed it was a technology called bone conduction. Others have poked out their eardrums in the belief they had micro implants in their ears. There are many more examples of trickery used to make the targets mutilate themselves. And I will add eyes to that. Targets have dug their eyes out of their heads. Personal, spiritual defamation. In physical torture, the CIA and other groups use propaganda and defamation of character for those they oppose. For detainees, they try to disenfranchise the target from their religion. They will defecate on their Bible or Quran, for example. They might say, "Why is your God not saving you?" In no-touch torture and behavior modification, they might try to make an atheist believe in God. It is just a mechanism to alter belief systems for control and experimentation. Perhaps the target may wish to confess their secrets to a voice of God weapon. Information warfare covers the gamut of electronic communication as well. The government training exercise uses language like befriend, infiltrate, mask, mimic, ruse, set up, disrupt, create cognitive stress, use deception, ruin business relationships, and post negative information on appropriate forums in a malicious effort to target bloggers, activists, journalists, social event organizers, and anyone else deemed to be an emerging leader or voice in the public sphere. Psychological intimidation. This is a topic for a target at the beginning of the trials and programs. Physical break-ins are common, even if the target has an alarm system. The NSA has used stalking of foreign officials in the past for economic gain. The FBI does black bag jobs to invade a home without a warrant. The point is to let the target know they are being watched and to increase their paranoia. The NSA easily hacks all computer systems and causes harm to the victim's intellectual property and the relationships from that endpoint. In the no-touch torture, false correlations between pain and a neighbor coming home can be induced. This is why so many TIs believe that this torture is coming from their neighbor, when it is perhaps coming from 1,000 miles away. Rape is a common practice in torture. It causes much psychological trauma. In the United States, methods of rape in their military and CIA secret prisons, it is often relabeled. It is commonly done by prods, but rectal rehydration is the more common misnomer. Often, they call it forced feeding through the rectum, but it is meant to induce psychological scarring and trauma. Several have died from the technique due to rectal bleeding. In no-touch torture, the psychological trauma of simulated rape takes on different forms, using a technique often called EEG heterodyning. The targets will receive molestation effects of their genitals. In men, this can be the anus and genitals. Similarly, women can be wirelessly raped by the function of perception. Dietary manipulation, forced weakness, and sickness. The idea behind dietary manipulation is to weaken the target. This is easily done in a physical setting, but in no-touch torture, the hunger trigger needs to be suppressed. Sometimes a false correlation between eating food and sickness is induced to make the target believe they are being poisoned. However, poisoning is common in physical renditions too. I think that all of you will agree that this next topic is in all of your targeting, repetition. This is as old as the pyramids. It's part of hypnotism. Verbal breakdown is important during interrogations and torture. Obviously, speaking the language of the target is necessary. This is why there are interrogators in all languages. Repetition is an important neuro-linguistic programming interrogation tactic to influence the target's mind. During the breakdown process, threats to kill and torture the target's family or friends are common. Repetitious questioning and breakdown phrases are automated in both the physical and no-touch versions of torture. An interesting technology that is used for no-touch torture is called chatterbots. Chatterbots, an artificial intelligence program, automate much of the repetition so that the interrogators don't drive themselves crazy during the neuro-linguistic torture and programming phases. Let us not forget the Chinese water torture. A single drop of water on the forehead of the detainee for months. Repetition is a form and part of our torture. Sensitization of pain impulses. While the reverse can be obtained, optimizing perceived pain and misery is the objective in torture. Each trauma adds to the overall misery throughout life. Optimization of pain has been studied by the military and intelligence agencies. In the past, the CIA has used drugs such as LSD to enhance fear and terror in the subject. Well, once again, folks, we are out of time, unfortunately. But we will continue with this tomorrow evening until it is completed. And I am hoping for another hour so that we can have guests in a roundtable discussion and have 2 hours to... Good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.